Good morning. Seasonably cool high pressure continues to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England this morning, with many locations well below normal and in the 40s to start the day, even 30s across the higher terrain, especially in the Adirondacks, but also the Catskills, Taconics, Berkshires, and Green Mountains. Most everyone will climb through the 40s and 50s with in-and-out sunshine throughout the morning and into the early part of the afternoon. At the same time, a weak disturbance will pivot through the region from southern Canada, and this will build the clouds up a bit more during the afternoon and perhaps even touch off a few passing showers for the second half of the day today. All this as high temperatures stay well below normal and generally will be in the lower to mid-60s. As we get into the night tonight, we'll maintain the chance at a few scattered showers as that disturbance passes by. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and another chilly night with highs in the middle 40s to around 50. Another disturbance will approach the region tomorrow, this time in the form of a warm front, with mostly cloudy skies and the risk of a few showers as it passes by. Temperatures, though, will be a bit milder and reach into the upper 60s and lower 70s on Tuesday afternoon. Yet another system will head our way on Wednesday. Out ahead of this system, temperatures will surge into the upper 70s for highs, although we do run the risk at more showers and mostly cloudy skies. Behind that system, we'll look for mostly sunny skies and highs to reach to about 80 on Thursday. Warmer weather for the end of the week as well, but we do run the risk at a couple of showers on Friday with another system passing by. Readings will be back into the mid-80s before we drop it back into the middle and upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, despite what will generally be a drier-than-normal pattern across the lower 48 over the next couple of days, there'll still be some rounds of showers and thunderstorms to contend with. The area most at risk will be from the northern high plains to the upper Midwest. The front responsible for the storms over the weekend will stall out over the north-central United States, leading to yet another round of severe weather today. Meanwhile, additional showers and storms will track into the eastern Great Lakes and northern Mid-Atlantic by tomorrow morning ahead of that same warm front. And as meteorological summer begins today, so will the beginnings of an expansive dome of summer heat across the continental United States. High temperatures will rise into the 90s across the northern and central high plains today, with more triple-digit heat in the desert southwest. And following a cool Monday, the West Coast should see temperatures return to summer-like levels starting tomorrow. The one region that'll manage to stay below normal through Tuesday is the East Coast, with more pleasant and comfortable conditions, though by Wednesday, 80s and 90s for highs will return, along with increasingly muggy conditions to the mid-Atlantic, allowing for the hot weather to stretch from coast to coast by the middle of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 19 degrees, with a northwest wind at 31, gusting to 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 37, 69% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.21 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston increasing clouds with scattered showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 65 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 56, that's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday. We finished the month of May with 1.52 inches, and that's 2.09 inches below normal, and 12.29 inches for the year, which is 2.49 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high, 94, set in 1895, and the record low, 35, in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening 8:27 p.m., 15 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with the risk of a shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with the risk of a shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with the risk of a shower today and highs in the mid 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers near 70. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a good chance of showers in the upper 70s. Back to mostly sunny skies Thursday near 80. A mix of sun and clouds with the chance of showers on Friday in the mid-80s. On Saturday, partly sunny in the upper 70s and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.